Good morning, Clint. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you, buddy? All good?
Very, very well indeed. You must be excited to have your flying mare heading to the valley tonight, Diamond Effort, and with a few rain clouds around, that'd make you even happier, I'd imagine.
Yeah, most definitely. It's sort of been a week of flirting with the weather, and it's sort of been going above us and below us and not falling in the right spots. But obviously, Marty does a good job at Moonee Valley, and no doubt the track will be in great condition today.
Gee, you've done a remarkable job with Diamond Effort because she's always been a very good mare, but she's gone to another level, and that's pretty much since she's had that little bleed as well. So do you think that she's just continued to improve since that? A little bit of time out, she's only lightly raced. What's been the reason behind this rapid improvement over the last three or four runs?
The whole family. We've had the family all the way through, and Second Effort virtually did the same thing. You know, he was winning as a three-year-old. I think he won a benchmark at Warrnambool. Then as a four-year-old, he went and won the Wongoom, and five-year-old, he won the Wongoom. So the family improved with age, which we know, and that's why we've been very lightly raced with this mare, just to give her plenty of time. She had a little period there when she sort of lost the way, and we just stopped and gave her a really good break. And after that good break, she came back a different horse. She was muscled up. She's a big, strong girl now, and you know, she's just in a really good spot. So she's reaching her full potential. You know, at the end of the day, she did run second to Pippi at Caulfield. Pippi had, I think, barrier one, and we had barrier 18. And had to go back and probably would give him Pippi 12 length start. So we always knew she had good ability, but we just we had a few little issues that we had to deal with. It's been well documented, but now we've got her under control, and you know, she's going to a new level each time we step her out.
Well, she's absolutely airborne. She's looking for six wins in a row, but it's the first time she's been to the Valley. How do you think she'll handle it?
I think the Valley she'll love, just because of the circumference of the track and the strat there. She worked out there on Monday morning, and Ben Mullen was really happy with her work. She wasn't out there to do a lot, but you can just see, like, she had her ears pricked, and she was virtually skipping through to work, changing legs. And Ben said, if you had given her a click, you could feel that she was ready just to really let rip. So she's in a great spot. We haven't had one hiccup coming into this race. Everything's gone to plan, and you know, anyone that knows, going into these big races, that's half the issue. If you can get your horse there sound and well and on top of their game, it gives you a great chance of winning.
So is this the best you've ever had her, do you think?
I would say that she's right there. You know, she's ready to go. It won't be any fault, any excuses. It's just whether she's good enough now, and we feel that she is. The jockey feels that she is. So, yeah, we're quietly confident going into the race.
Well, it's a hot field of speedsters, as you'd expect for a Group 1 over 1,000. She's drawn a lovely gate. Where do you see her slotting in tonight?
From barrier 5, you know, it's well sort of documented that you've got Pippi, that's flying machine, has the lead. You've got Farbagino that's jumping from 7. So we're right in between those two. Ben Mullen's a Group 1 jockey. A great decision maker. He knows the mare, he knows how to ride her. So I can sort of just see her tucking in behind there, hopefully getting a suck run along. And, you know, the main thing is that she's got plenty of room because she does have that good turn of foot. And, you know, if she can sort of get the right run and be able to just edge out before the turn and give herself the chance to be there, you know, we'll find out whether she's good enough tonight.
I couldn't believe it when I read it was 15 years since you had a Group 1 in your own name with Regal Roller. Obviously, yourself and your dad had all of those great memories with Weekend Hustler. But 15 years, can you believe it's that long?
Tell me about it. I was young and skinny back then. Now I'm grey and fat, so it was a long time ago. Anyway, patience. You've just got to keep soldiering on. And obviously, you know, it's a tough game, but we know that we can train Group 1 winners, and you know, hopefully, with all the hard work that the staff and the family have put in, we can get the right results today with Diamond Effort.
You don't mind a little sneaky bet? She's $10 tonight. Are you going to open the shoulders?
Yeah, well, we had a good result the other day when she won, so that was terrific. I will be having a couple of dollars each way.
All right, very good. You've also got Benatoit, who goes around, and she's another one that, if the heavens open, will be absolutely relishing a wet track tonight.
Yeah, this mare is going super. It's absolutely flying. I just can't get the right track conditions, which is frustrating. I've never watched so much of the Weather Channel or Weather Zone on my app on my phone. Everyone keeps telling me it's going to be the wettest spring we've ever seen, and every time I put her in, we end up with a good three or a good four. So little bit frustrating at the moment with her because obviously she's had seven starts on a good track for no results. But once you get a bit of given the ground, she's a totally different horse. So, you know, we'd love the rain to come for her. I think she's in great order. I think we got a soft track. She's a genuine hopes night against these good mares. You know, she ran fourth in the Coolmore on a very heavy track, and she probably wasn't seasoned enough for that race, but she's come back in great shape. It's the third preparation of a racing prep, and this mare will definitely win a nice race throughout the spring.
Well, it could be a huge night for you. I know we're in COVID, but are the Caulfield boys still racking up the huge lunches that you have to share if you do get a Group 1 winner down there in the tower?
Let me tell you, Kieran Mars won a couple of Group 1s, but he's as tight as a fish and hasn't shouted since Moby Dick was a sardine. So I might have to bring it back on Monday if we get the right result tonight.
Get on you, Clint. Good luck.
Thanks.